A California lawmaker wants to ban dangerous ingredients in candy. Don't worry, kids. Assemblyman Jesse Gabriel of San Fernando Valley isn't taking away your candy.
I love candy. I love Skittles. I love Wildberry Skittles. We are not trying to ban candy.
So what are you trying to do?
Ban, in the state of California, 5 toxic substances that are used as additives in food. These substances are already banned in the European Union and in many other countries and jurisdictions around the world.
Because he says some chemicals in candy, like Red Number 3, have been linked to cancer. The candy industry insists the chemicals California is considering banning have been thoroughly reviewed by the federal and state systems and many international scientific bodies and continue to be deemed safe. I'm Shelley Adler.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,